I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions in terms of the goals of this game and how they kind of change on the platform. Because on the PlayStation 4, you guys are, you know, like you said, the fun casual game, and you're still the fun casual game on the Xbox One, but there's a lack of competition there with baseball games, so you guys have a little bit of a different role in that ecosystem. And then on the iOS and the Android, you guys are like the game to play. So how did you guys like kind of approach these different, you know, atmospheres in a different way?
Yeah, well, I'll separate it into two. So, sure. You know, I look at the PlayStation 4 platform and the Xbox One platform from a strategy standpoint to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
We are the only Xbox One baseball game, and that does give us an opening in the sense that there isn't a show type product over there. But we're not offering anything different on the Xbox than we are on the PlayStation 4. You know, it's still the same type of product. The whole point of the game is to make a very accessible product for people, you know, fans of all ages. You know, I've seen parents come by of young kids, and you know, obviously the younger kids, you know, they love baseball, which is great, and they've really taken an attachment to our game because of the fact they can just get into it and play with a friend of any skill level. But they also like to play with their family. You know, I'm a parent of some young kids, and you know, my son and daughter always want to, you know, to play games with me, whether they be out in the backyard, whether they be on the kitchen table, or whether they be a video game. And, you know, I don't have to worry about whether or not my son has eclipsed me in skill or vice versa, because in a game like RBI Baseball, it's a very evenly competitive product.
Sure.
So we've seen parents and you know, parents of kids being very interested in this game because it's something that reminds them of a type of game they played a long time ago, and very accessible, very easy to pick up and play. And also, you know, young kids who just kind of just want to sit down and have fun on a Saturday afternoon and not feel like they're taking a test. And then, you know, to pivot over to your question on mobile, I think the experience translates very well. The concept of a limited input baseball game where you've only got a few choices to make, yet you've got the entire baseball experience at your disposal as a paid download, which means you're not going to be grinded for, you know, for time or currency to try to get access to the parts of the game that you might want the most.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very appealing to fans. We found that that concept is very appealing to fans. And, you know, the controls are obviously a little different on mobile because of the touch experience than it would be on console, but you're getting the same output. You're getting the same reward, if you will, from the type of gameplay we're providing.